Like most hog farmers, Brent Sandage from out near Mexico, Missouri, has been losing money lately.
We've had a drought and record high feed prices, so that'd be the last thing you need, another hit.
But that hit came this spring for many when the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus popped up in the United States. Bob Morrison at the University of Minnesota says the poop of infected pigs is loaded with the bug.
So you got a fire hose of a virus coming out. And then secondly, the U.S. industry has no immunity to this virus. We've never seen it before. We don't have any vaccines. And so you got a very vulnerable population.
If one pig on the farm gets it, they all do. The youngest die. And
right now, there is no cure.
Lisa Becton at the National Pork Board says farmers were already on high alert to keep pathogens from other pig farms out of their own.
You know, washing trailers between uses, having people shower in and wearing farm clothing and not carrying in their own clothing to a farm. Also cleaning supplies, making sure, you know, when you bring in supplies that they're clean, they're not dirty. You know, having a secure source of feed. So really we're focusing right now on the prevention side.
That's not working so well. The PED virus has spread to 15 states and more than 300 farms, infecting really only a tiny percentage of U.S. pigs. No people, by the way. Humans can't get it. PEDV has been around for decades, with outbreaks in Asia most recently. It's brand new to America, though, and just how the virus jumped the Pacific is a mystery. In April, it showed up at one farm in Ohio and another one in Colorado, days apart. Becton says the USDA and industry groups are mounting an investigation.
At this point in time, we really don't have a solid answer of where it came from.
Any leads?
At this point, no.
Researchers have surveyed farms stricken by the virus, trying to identify everything they might have in common, a certain type of feed or pharmaceuticals or nutritional supplements from Asia, perhaps. They hope to develop some answers by later this week. Meanwhile, scientists like Hank Harris are on the offensive.
We're in the process of developing a vaccine for the PED virus.
Harris, who works at Iowa State University, was familiar with this type of virus. It's similar to something that used to be called baby pig disease that's plagued U.S. farms for decades. Harris was also familiar with PEDV, which has killed millions of pigs in Asia.
One of my former students is from Thailand, and so we'd been communicating about the possibility of making a vaccine for use in Asia, but we hadn't started it. But as soon as this occurred in the United States, we were able to get the correct sequence of the virus actually off the internet.
Using new and advanced methods, Harris was able to assemble important parts of the virus without taking the time to grow it. His team began producing it a few weeks ago and testing it on pigs just last week. He hopes to have an effective vaccine for PED virus ready to go on the market by fall. Frank Morris, KCUR News.